أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين صدق الله العظيم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ آل دا برادرز الحمدللہ وی ہیو بین بلیسڈ ود اندر فرائیڈے ویئر وی کین گیدر اینڈ تھاک اباؤٹ سم ریمائنڈرز ٹو امپروو آور ڈیلی لائفز اینڈ دا پریکٹسز اینڈ دا میٹرز وچ وی ڈیل ود ہاؤ وی کین ڈو دیم اینڈ پرفارم دوز ڈیوٹیز ان دا لائٹ آف قرآن and sunnah. Today the topic of our talk will be inshallah polish your heart. The topic, you can see, polish your heart means how to wipe out the bad deeds which we accumulate day by day when we perform our duties and we make some mistakes, some small sins, some bad deeds, some evil deeds. So how we can clean those deeds which are done by us knowingly or unknowingly. So today's topic is polish your heart. That's the topic, inshallah. So we will see another side topic will be the importance of good deeds. So inshallah we will start, because humans, Allah made humans and we are vulnerable and we are not ma'asoom and we can make mistakes and we can do some bad deeds and evil deeds. But what happens after that? What is the process of the cleaning? So how we can clean those bad deeds from our, you know, amalnama, from our hard drive? You know, same way now in this age we can understand how our computer are infected by virus and we have antivirus. So same way, when we have done some bad deeds, evil deeds, sins, we need to have a process to clean them. So those steps we will inshallah cover today. So the first one is by repentance. So we will cover six methods, six quick methods and tips to clean our hard drives, clean our sins, clean our bad deeds. In hadith, in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Kullu bani Adam khatta'un, wa khairul khatta'ina at-tawwabun." So that's the very simple six seven words hadith. All the humans, all the sons of Adams are sinners. However, the best of sinners are those who do repentance. You know, there are some types of sinners like stubborn. They don't even realize. That's the highest level of sin. Like when you perform sins and you don't understand, or you don't even regret, and you don't feel any feeling of sadness when you perform sins. That's the utmost level which we will talk about as well, which is called Ran. So we will, inshallah, see that one as well. However, you know, when we perform repentance, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, those are the best sinners. Meaning, the repentance will clean, remove your bad deeds, your sins, your evil deeds. So another hadith, which is same topic, I will read in English only. Verily, when the slave of Allah commits sin, a black spot appears on his heart. You know the way we talk about virus? So you can see a virus has occurred on your heart. When he refrain from it, seeks forgiveness and repent. But look at this. When we perform sins, we need to realize we have done wrong. So we need to refrain from it. We need to commit ourselves. Do not repeat it. Then we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, to cover our sins. And then we need to perform repentance. So see what happens. His heart is polished clean. This is the word of hadith. Polished clean. So that's why the topic today, polish your heart. How we can polish our heart when we got some black spots on it. So that's actually the first thing is repentance. The best tool, the best recipe, the best antivirus is repentance. But if he returns, look at this. If you refrain and then you keep doing it and return to that sins, so what happens? It increases until it covers his entire heart. So your black spots will cover your entire heart. And that's the stage. And that is the ran, which Allah mentioned in surah. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Kalla bal rana. So rana means when your heart becomes black with all the sins, what a sinners earn by doing bad deeds. That's actually the stage when the whole heart becomes ran. So how we can continuously, you know, clean our bad deeds and evil deeds by continuously repentance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and do repentance. The second tip, by changing your bad deeds into good deeds. So how it happens? Same thing. In surah, accept him who repents and believes and does a good deed. So that's the best recipe. When we perform bad deeds, we stay away from it. We repent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not finished yet. The last stage is to perform good deeds, to clean that effect of the bad deeds. So the recipe here is by changing your bad deeds into good deeds. How it happens? إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Here, by only doing your, you know, by only repentance, Allah is saying, whom Allah changes the evil deeds to good deeds. This is actually the second stage. You ask for forgiveness. You have done, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance. And then Allah says, automatically Allah will change your bad deeds into good deeds. But the third stage is actually doing good deeds to remove bad deeds. So the third tip, by doing good deeds to wipe out bad deeds. This is the beautiful one. Four words. I started our speech today. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyiyat. Just remember four words. Innal hasanati. Hasanat means good deeds. Yudhibna removes. Sayyiyat. Bad deeds. It's beautiful. Innal hasanati yudhibna sayyat. And amazing thing is zalika dhikra lizakirin, meaning this is the amazing reminder for the people who are mindful, who wants to take nasiya. This is the beautiful reminder. So this is the daily reminder for us. Surely good deeds take away evil deeds. This is the reminder to the mindful. Amazing, mashallah. In hadith, same hadith, same topic, hadith. In Jami Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah said, have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. The word of hadith is Haisu kuntum, Haisu kunta, wherever you are. Fear Allah. And follow an evil deed with a good deed to wipe it. And treat the people with good behavior. Khulqun nas. So this is actually another advice. But the idea of this hadith is When we realize we have performed bad deeds, we need to follow after good deeds to clean the effect of that bad deeds. That is actually will remove the impact and that bad deeds from your hard drive, and your heart will be clean. And there is one hadith in Sahih Bukhari. We are also aware of that hadith. When there is a woman of bad character, she found a dog, and that dog was about to die because of thirst, and she did some extra efforts. This is the hadith written in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And she have gone a little far, like for extra efforts, and she tried to get some water for the dog who was thirsty and about to die, and gave the water to that dog, and because of that good deed, she was forgiven. So this is the example of how we can remove our bad deeds with the good deeds. So this is one of the example. And now the fourth tip, we are learning how we can polish our heart. We are learning how we can polish our heart, how we can clean our bad deeds with good deeds. How we can do that? How we can wipe out the impact of bad deeds? So the fourth one, by wudu and performing salah to wipe out our sin. This is the daily prayer. Alhamdulillah. When we perform good wudu, this hadith, I am just summarizing this hadith. When we perform good wudu and perform 2 rakah salah, it cleans our sins. And there is another hadith. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked companions, do you think if there is a man and the river is flowing outside of his door and he take bath out 5 times from that river, do you think any filth or any dirt will be remain on him? Companion said no. Obviously, because 5 times take a bath is clean, completely clean. So Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is as if 5 times of daily prayers. When we perform daily prayers, we perform wudu, it cleans our sins, it cleans our bad deeds. So this is the fourth recipe. The fifth one, by giving charity to remove evil deeds. In Surah Baqarah, Allah says, if you give charity openly, it is well. And if you hide it and give it to the poor, it is better for you. And this will do away with some of your evil deeds. And Allah is aware of what you do. So giving charity also removes your bad deeds from your plate. So these are the tips, 5 tips. And now the last one is by avoiding major sins to take away your small sin. But Allah says, in tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu nukaffir ankum sayyiatikum wa nudkhilkum mudkhalan karima. If you avoid the great sins, you know, guna kabira, kabair. If we are forbidden from those, so what will be the effect of that? We will do away with your small sins, and Allah will forgive your small mistakes, small sins. If we commit not to perform those kabair, guna kabira. What are those? Shirk, some examples of guna kabira, major sins. Shirk, killing someone. Magic, interest, riba, dealing in interest is a major sin according to hadith. Consuming orphans' wealth, like eating, you know, malul yatim, yatama, is a major sin. And disobeying parents. So there are a few other things, but these are major which are mentioned in hadith. And some acquisition of pious woman is another major sin if people do accusation towards the pious woman. So these are the 7 major sins which I mentioned here. So if we are forbidden, if we are not committing those major sins, Allah, because of Allah's mercy, our small mistakes, our small sins will be wiped out already. Allah says in Quran. So may Allah protect us from those major sins. And we have, I will finish with this great saying of Prophet, his companions, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a great Khalifa. Indeed, Allah forgive major sins, so do not despair. Allah, because of Allah's mercy, Allah can forgive anything. So do not despair. But, and indeed Allah punishes for minor sins. So do not be deceived. So we should not be deceived by doing small mistakes, small sins. Because they will accumulate. And Allah can punish for those small mistakes as well. So this is the amazing quotation of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, to finish our khutbah today. Alhamdulillah, just to summarize, we have learned how to polish our hearts. We have learned 6 methods, like virus and antivirus. So if we have done bad deeds, how to clean those bad deeds? 6 methods. By repentance, by changing your bad deeds into good deeds. How? Because of repentance. And by doing good deeds, when we perform bad deeds, if we follow after that a good deed, it will wipe out. 4th one, by wudu and performing salah. 5th, by giving charity. 6th, by avoiding major sins. It will wipe out our small sins as well. So this is the end. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. O Lord, forgive us therefore our faults and cover our evil deeds and make us die with the righteous. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.